morning. It's Thursday. Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Schraubino. And today, I'm just doing it anyway. I am daring to go out into the rain, walking around in giant puddles. But you know what? There is some obligation sometimes to the dare. But there's Pepper. He bips. And he had to go to the vet for a shot. And Saskia needed to go swim over the car, so I got to walk home. Okay, I'm walking home in the rain. You know what? I'm going to dare do it. You know what? Because I have to. There are some things that we have to do. Come on. And some things that we want to do. And sometimes we dare have to do the deed that we have to do. So there's my chapter intro, because I want to give you an audio book sampling chapter for DARE this morning. And wow, can you hear the rain now? And what I also want to do is dare to listen to others. Dare, you know what? I'm going to give you the chapter Receive. Dare to listen to others and heed their advice. So I thought I was doing pretty well with the Headliner app. In the Headliner app, Pepper can't escape the rain. In the Headliner app, you can put together video and make this, you know, cool video effects and stuff. And yesterday, she told me about Canva. My Canva video, what are you talking about? Canva is, you know, graphics. So now in Canva, apparently, you can make a YouTube video somehow. I'm going to go try it. And that's what I'm going to show you. So let's get into, I'm either going to give you the chapter Educate or Receive. We'll have to figure that out. But I needed to get this recording done because I've got a million things going on today. And speaking of which, we need to get things done with programs and apps and software that just works. I love Canva. I'm a huge fan. But I also love Headliner. So is Canva going to take over my little video production and Headliner to share a podcast episode? I don't know. We'll see. So I'm going to give it a shot today with Canva and YouTube videos with some sort of intro thing and this video. And then I'm going to sneak in an audio chapter to see how that works. Okay? So today we have Educate. I know Educate is a chapter in DARE, at least I'm pretty sure. And Receive. Receive the education. Allow it to come in, but then dare to give it a shot, right? Use it. I'm going to go use what Susan, I'll give her a shout out, Susan DeFriend, showed me yesterday and how to do this, and then I'm going to use it immediately. Okay? All right. Have a great Thursday. This is Bradley Schraubino. Enjoy your chapter of DARE. It is out on audiobook now. Well, it's actually only available directly from me using the BookFunnel audiobook app. I'll share the link to that as well. And hope you're well. Happy Thursday. I'll see you next week. If we're flying to the States on Saturday, then I'll see you from the States. If not, yeah. Okay, bye.
Chapter 15. Educate. When you truly want to learn, teach. Quote, education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire, unquote. William Butler Yeats. This is the section where I explain how to do it. I have talked with lots of people about Spark, the Repossible book about sparking the creativity in others, especially children, to write a book. Often, when I get into the how of it all, they'll say, but it's easy for you to say, you've already done it. Let's do some more examples just for kicks. One, the marathon runner runs marathons because he's already in shape. Two, the brain surgeon does brain surgery. He studied it and, hopefully, has had lots of experiences performing brain surgeries. Three, I have written 5 books with my kids. Because I got that first one started and done. Did I just put myself in a bullet list with marathon runners and brain surgeons? Absolutely. They all had a day one. That day when they knew nothing couldn't do anything, they were beginners. After my MBA, I was a management consultant. The big secret behind management consulting is that you just need to be one step ahead or off to the side of the client. We teachers only need to be one step ahead of our students. Sure, it can often help if we're several steps ahead of our students, but sometimes they can relate to us better if we're not all that far ahead of them. We're in the elevate section. That means we have risen up, even if ever so slightly. Still, you're above someone who didn't rise up. Dare I say, above someone who didn't read this book. This might sound crazy, but educating others can lead to even more education on your part. I'm fully convinced teachers often learn at least as much as their students. You have dared to do something, or will soon, like when you finish this book. Share that experience with someone who hasn't yet dared. I doubt they'll say this, but they could say, and I'll write this so you'll be ready for it. What do you know? You've only done it once. You're just one step ahead of me. Them. Just one step ahead? Ask about that one step to the person, one, who came in second in the 100-meter dash at the Olympics, two, who fell into the snake pit, whereas you got your footing on the last solid rock, three, who needs that hand outstretched from someone who just did it, who just completed what they have been trying to complete for a long time. That person is you. You have an opportunity to educate, to lift up, to bring them up. Secret sauce. My mother-in-law taught me this, but there is more joy and meaning and happiness in giving than in receiving. My mother taught me there is more joy in teaching than in learning. You may consider yourself a student, but you're already one class ahead of the one who skipped out. Possible? Wait until you're a certified expert in the field. Impossible? Wait until they ask for help from an expert. Repossible, give, teach, and learn even more. And do it soon, like now. Gunther. On a train in northern Germany, somehow an 82-year-old man struck up a conversation with me. My German was good back then, but it was one of those days where it was really rocking. Like in sports when you're just on and you're hitting your shots or the ball finds the center of the racket just right and it takes less effort for more power. He was one of those old wise men who come to you now and again and you don't know how they arrive or when they disappear, but it was mystical in a way. He said I was doing the right thing by traveling, by seeing the world. Even that I was alone in Germany and traveling by myself and discovering the world of adventure that landed in my lap every single day. He explained that in order to make decisions at my young age, I could forecast a vision of my own self later in life, maybe 10 years ahead for some of the smaller decisions, but then jump way ahead to 82 years old if I really wanted to know what to do about the big stuff. He explained that knowing what he knows now and experiencing what he has, he can see things more clearly and decisions are easier. But of course, when we're 20 years old, we can't see our current selves in the past because we haven't been there yet. Well, that is, we haven't lived in the future to be able to look into the past, which is pretty much what he was saying. It's a little crazy how this meeting with a complete stranger, in a language I was just getting the hang of, in a country where I barely knew anyone, on a train in northern Germany, on my own, when I was 20 or so, is still so clear. And how, from that day forward, I used his tactic, his technique, to help me make decisions. Of course, you can take it to extremes and say, well, of course I'll buy this expensive car because I might die tomorrow. Yeah. I know what you mean. But take it for what it is and use it and don't abuse it. I chose to learn German in a town called Chemnitz. The name before the Berlin Wall came down was Karl Marxstadt. I thought that was adventurous, exciting, and full of the unknown. It was. I wasn't disappointed. I think I partly chose to go there, thanks to this man on the train. How could I make this decision a little more interesting? How might I choose slightly differently so the outcome could be altered? We're in the chapter called Educate. They say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Apparently, I was ready for a teacher when I was in that train, and he appeared. Education is around us, just like radio waves are always around us. We only need to turn on the radio, adjust the dial, and tune into the frequency of the teacher and let it come to us. Just like a radio, we only need to tune in to receive it. We often don't even need to go out and get it with the right frequency, on the right channel, with the antenna pointed in the right direction, our teachers will share their knowledge with us. And then we will not only become students, but we can then also transmit our newfound knowledge and become teachers ourselves. This is when we elevate. When we educate.